Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ian Bremmer's book. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one make you as uneasy as it made me?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. This book is basically a wake-up call about something most of us sense but can't quite name. Bremmer calls it the G0 world, and it's this idea that no single country, not the US, not China, not anyone, has the power or the will to lead globally anymore. And that vacuum is dangerous.
Right. For decades after World War II, the US was the de facto leader. It kept the sea lanes open, intervened in crises, bailed out economies. It wasn't altruism. The US benefited hugely, but the system worked. Now that's gone.
Exactly.
And Bremmer argues it's not just a transition between American dominance and whatever comes next. It's a new, lasting condition. The old order is decaying faster than a new one can be built.
So why is this happening? The book points to a few key things. First, the 2008 financial crisis was a turning point. The crisis started in the US, and when the Fed did quantitative easing, it flooded global markets with dollars. Other countries felt like they were paying for America's mistakes.
And then there are the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They drained American resources and public support for international engagement. Americans got tired of being the world's policeman.
Meanwhile, China is rising fast, but they're not stepping up to lead either. They want the benefits of the global system, access to markets, technology, and without the costs. They free ride on U.S. security guarantees in Asia while challenging American influence.
And Europe is a mess. The Euro crisis, the refugee crisis, Brexit. They're too divided to provide leadership. Russia is assertive but economically weak. The emerging powers like India and Brazil are focused inward. So we have this power vacuum.
The consequences are already showing up everywhere. Trade has become a battlefield. The WTO is basically irrelevant because major powers just ignore its rulings. The US and China are in a trade war that's hurting global supply chains.
And security is shaky too. The US is pivoting to Asia, but signaling it wants to reduce commitments in the Middle East and Europe. Allies like Japan and South Korea are getting nervous. Some are even talking about developing their own nuclear deterrence.
The most dangerous part for me is the erosion of norms and institutions that prevented great power conflict for 70 years. The UN Security Council is paralyzed. Arms control agreements are unraveling. The INF Treaty is gone, and New START is set to expire.
Right.
And Bremmer doesn't predict the future, but he lays out scenarios. The optimistic one is that major powers find a way to cooperate on big issues like climate change and nuclear nonproliferation. That would require real statesmanship, which is in short supply.
The pessimistic scenario is outright war between the US and China over Taiwan or between Russia and NATO. That's possible, but less likely. The most likely scenario, he says, is a messy middle ground where the G0 world persists for a long time.
So, what does this mean for regular people? Bremmer says the key is resilience. Countries that are economically diversified, politically stable, and socially cohesive will weather the storms better. The same goes for individuals. Adaptability matters more than ever.
He also talks about strategic clarity. Countries need to know their own interests and pursue them consistently. No one can control everything, so you have to accept the limits of power. That feels like a hard truth for a lot of leaders.
It really is.
The old order is gone, and it's not coming back. The new one hasn't been born yet. In the meantime, every nation has to look out for itself. That's the title, and it's the reality.
One thing I'm taking away from this is the idea that the rules really have changed. We can't assume the US will lead or that international institutions will work. Planning for a world without a safety net is uncomfortable but necessary.
And if you want to go deeper, The whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. For me, the takeaway is simple. We're in a G0 world, and the sooner we accept that, the better we can adapt. We'll see you in the next one.